Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with your exit interview podcast minus the survivor. That is because our latest castaway out of the game, Chelsea Townsend, according to reports that I have received, is traveling, is going to be on a plane during the time that we have our exit interview scheduled. So she was not available to call into the show, but we did send five interview questions to CBS. We have gotten the answers back, and we'll be hearing from Liana Boris to read back Chelsea's answers here so you guys can have an exit interview podcast today. And then, of course, I will be taking on Jessica Leese in the This Week in Survivor History quiz right after that. So stay tuned for that one. Of course, last night we had the Survivor Know-It-All. Stephen Fishback and I disagreed about exactly what Laurel and Donathan should have done. Of course, we've heard a lot of different ideas from you guys, which I will talk about with Michael Snow coming up later on today as I catch up with Snowy on our recap podcast. And then on Friday afternoon, I will be talking with Bryce Isaiah on the feedback show, maybe the most anticipated feedback show that we do all year. Bryce Isaiah will be back with me. The Purple Pants Badass, get your feedback questions in because usually we do those on a Saturday, but I'm doing it on Friday with Bryce, okay? There could be a box of wine in the mix. Who knows? Get your feedback questions in. robiswebsite.com/voicemail or call in 323-282-RHAP or you can email the show survivor@robhasawebsite.com. But let's go ahead and bring in our featured guest here for the Survivor exit interview. Chelsea, are you there?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I'm you know, I'm here. I would never pass up an opportunity to talk to you, Rob Cesternino. Yes. But I'm really happy.
Yes, Chelsea, it is so great to hear from you.
It's great to hear from me, too, considering I really didn't get to hear myself much on this season. But it's crazy. You're actually recording this, right? Because when I was on the show, there was never any tape in the cameras, or that's what they told me. So I'm not used to it.
Okay, well, Chelsea, let's get into it if we can. I know it's a busy day for you today. You're traveling. Chelsea, did you have any suspicion that Laurel and Donathan were not ultimately in on the plan that you had and were planning to vote against the rest of the women?
Yes, I was very aware that Laurel was on the fence and therefore Donathan's vote was too. Laurel constantly told me she was with me, but every time I talked to Donathan, he told me she was on the fence and he was having a hard time convincing her. I laid out every reason possible out there over multiple days as to why Wendell had to go. He was clearly the most powerful person in the game, and nobody had a shot at beating him if he made it to the end. He also had an idol that needed to be flushed if nothing else. But a blindside was a sure way to keep any backlash off her because she would be locked in with us in the majority after that vote. Going into tribal, I was 50-50 if she would have the guts to pull off a big move, but obviously it didn't work out.
Chelsea, was there any concern that Wendell was going to play an idol, especially once Donathan started talking about the cracks at Naviti?
Oh, absolutely. My only saving grace was if Wendell did not play his idol. The whole strategy at Tribal was to play dumb and not spook Wendell at all. When Donathan started dropping bombs at Tribal, I was mortified. I just sat there completely hopeless. I got so excited when he didn't play it. I was honestly in shock. I could see an epic blindside in my grasp, and then Laurel didn't pull through.
How much, if anything, did you know about the plan that Desiree was putting together two episodes ago?
I didn't know about Desiree's plan at all, actually. I was aligned with Des from day one, but she had seen my relationship with Kellen grow, and I think she was worried about how I would react to her plan. Her plan still benefited me, so I think she chose to keep it under wraps to be more seamlessly executed. I was in her plan as numbers, so I think ultimately my name got tossed out into the mix as collateral. On purpose or by accident, I'm still not sure.
Okay, Chelsea, I would love it if you could give us and the listeners some more insight into what your long-term plans were for the end of the game. What did it look like if everything was going to go according to plan?
Well, if the window blindside had worked out, my next target was Dom. I knew he had an idol because he told me the day he found it. And, well, he told everybody. I knew it could potentially take a couple tribals to get him out because of that, depending if I could steal individual immunity wins out of his grasp, forcing him to play his hand. But I would take out other threats in the meantime and ultimately hope to end up next to Laurel and Angela at the end. Angela was very loyal to me, and we were extremely close. I knew I could trust her to the end and probably beat her based off of strategic game because she had been left out of so many votes. I also wanted to take her because she was so loyal and I was so fond of her. I wanted to take Laurel because everybody knew her to be a goat. She was very passive throughout the game and basically just rode Dom and Wendell's coattails. I knew a cast of big Survivor fans wouldn't respect her gameplay.
Ouch. Finally, Chelsea, was there one moment, if any, from your time on the island that wasn't shown that you wish we would have seen?
There's a lot of things I wish people could have seen. A majority of my gameplay, for instance. Yeah, I know, right? I've talked a lot about the Bradley boot and my large part in that already, so I guess I just wish more of my strategy in general had been shown. It was nice that my move to take out Brendan was highlighted, but there were so many points in the game I felt I heavily influenced, and those moments were never shown. That was definitely frustrating for me, but ultimately it's about my experience out there, and I'm very proud of the game I played, and I loved my journey on Survivor.
Okay. All right. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on with us and giving us some insight. What's next for you?
Well, let's see. I fulfilled my goal of participating in an exit interview.
Yes.
So
thank you.
I'm really going to try standing every once in a while. I sat a lot during the season, and I'm going to work on not crying when I drink coffee.
Okay. Well, coffee is delicious. So thank you so much, Chelsea. And thank you. So what a performance again by Liana Forrest.
Yes, you can submit this. Is there a Emmy for podcasts? Is that a thing?
Oh, I think so. I think that we'll have to figure out what that looks like. And then you will be in prime contention for that. Of course, Liana, this weekend on the RHAP B&B, I'm so excited for the return of Megan Z to the B&B.
Oh, I am so excited. It's going to be so much fun. Meg Z is in for a surprise, so you're just going to have to listen.
Wait, she's in for a surprise? What kind of surprise?
I can't tell you. What if she listens?
Is it a blindside? Is she walking into an ambush?
Okay, well, I can't talk about that, Robert, okay?
Well, now you're making me worried for her.
No, she'll be fine. Don't worry. Mike and I both love Meg Z. She'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll be better than her time on Twitch.
Yes. Okay. Well, she was really great on the first RHAP B&B appearance last season. I believe, was that the dawn of Survivor Mad Libs?
It was. It was the start of Survivor Mad Libs, which really, truly has been a wonderful thing on the B&B. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, great stuff. Of course, you could follow at Liana Boris. What else is going on, Liana? Anything?
Finished up Big Brother Canada. The finale is actually going on right now. Well, at least as the time of recording this. And then Drag Race, of course. Mike Bloom, Brent, and I are still covering RuPaul's Drag Race. And so that's always a lot of fun covering that show.
Okay. All right. And what are you going to do on all these free Liana Saturdays?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know. Probably drink coffee and cry. I'll take a page out of Chelsea's book.
Okay. All right. Liana, thank you so much. Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Liana Boris filling in once again. And Liana's going to be on standby. And if this is going to be a trend where a lot of people are going to miss exit interviews, we're going to just keep bringing Liana back. And then she's going to keep on playing the role of the latest booted Survivor castaway here on the exit interview. All right. So now I am going to throw it to our latest edition of the This Week in Survivor History quiz, where I got to take on the great Jessica Lease. All right, let's get into our This Week in Survivor History quiz. And I am joined by a man who is ecstatic about his baseball team. And hopefully he won't be insufferable about it. Here is Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
Doing very well. When the Yankees win 16 out of 17, it's hard for me to be in a bad mood. As we're recording this at this point tonight, the Yankees are down 6-5 in the eighth inning, but they have a man on third. I have the game on pause, so you never know.
You never know. Who knows what could happen? Okay, we'll be on pins and needles. All right, and then, of course, I am joined by my wonderful co-host for all of our Fear the Walking Dead coverage right now on post-show recaps. Please welcome in the great Jessica Leese. Jessica, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. I'm a little bit verklempt tonight. Still reeling after tonight's episode of Survivor, but I'll get through it. I'm good.
Jess, which Survivor players from this season do you feel like would be the best Amazing Race contestants, just for pie in the sky?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure we're going to see half of them next season. Spoilers! I think I got to go with... I want to see Sebastian and Jenna on The Amazing Race, not because I think they would do well, but because their shared Instagram account delights me in a weird way that I can't quite explain, and I feel like they'd make good television.
How about Chelsea and her sister, Jordan?
I think that would be very entertaining. I mean, we saw so much of Chelsea on the show, and I mean, how could they not put her on another CBS show?
Okay. Oh, sorry. We'll
She's
find
TV
out.
TV gold.
Who knows? All right. So we are going to get into our game. I am just like as hot as the Yankees, I think, coming into this one after last week's rout against David Wright. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Beachbody On Demand. The calendar says that summer is right around the corner. What are you waiting for? Try out Beachbody On Demand. Our listeners can get a free trial membership of the streaming exercise service Beachbody On Demand when you text the word Rob to 303030. I've been doing it for almost a year and a half, and believe me, if it was hard to do, I would have stopped a long time ago. I procrastinate going to the gym. I don't want to leave my house. Beachbody On Demand is perfect for me. You don't need a ton of equipment. You can do all sorts of different programs like P90X, Insanity. It's Insanity if you don't do it. 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, that's Jordan's favorite, Pio, yes. Hip Hop Abs, even a 3-week yoga retreat starting Vitas Bushkowskis. They've got the best trainers like Sean T and Shailene Johnson. Don't forget Tony Horton, who does all the P90X. Access it anytime, anywhere on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, you name it. It's the best deal in fitness, and you can try it for free. I've been doing Body Beast for basically all year long, and I haven't gotten bored with it. I love it. I think you will too. Try it for free with the promo code text the word Rob to 303030 on your mobile phone. You'll get full access to the entire platform for free, the workouts, nutritional information, and support totally free. Again, just text the word Rob to 303030 for Beachbody On Demand. All right, Jordan, with questions on demand for us here tonight. Jess, how are you feeling going into this?
I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get shut out entirely.
And that's what every single person that plays says.
Yes. Yes. David did say that, and he was David Wright. He was right about that. But Jessica, I mean, you...
David, you're right.
You're a Survivor expert. I mean, I know your main thing is the Amazing Race, but I think you're going to do well here.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But I got to be honest, I even tried to do a little bit of studying for this. I went back and I looked at what happened this week in Survivor history, and there's a lot. There's a lot, and there's also...
Wait, you studied?
Wait, Rob, do you not study?
Do you not study for this every week? You're supposed to study.
No, I don't study. See, this is what when you have a trivia expert here that I didn't know somebody was going to study.
Well, I don't think I should have admitted that I studied, because now when I do really badly, when all of the questions are about Palau and I get them all wrong, mm-hmm. now everybody's going to laugh at me because they're like, that's how well she did when she studied.
Mm-hmm. Why? Is Palau the season you studied or the season you didn't study?
Palau is my blind spot. Okay. Like, I barely remember that being on. Like, it's kind of my dividing line. I'm pretty good with stuff that happened after it and very good with stuff that happened before it, but I can't tell you one single thing that happened on Palau.
Okay. All right, and Jordan.
We'll see if we're going to Palau, but I will give you the categories for today's questions. We have hiding in my spy shack. We have what the truck. Yes, I said truck. Let's go Riken back in time. And this is America.
Well, okay.
So, Jessica, as the guest, yes, it is your turn to choose a category.
I will go with Riken back in time.
All right, so we're going to let's go Riken back in time. Survivor, Micronesia, if it smells like a rat, give it cheese. This episode was from May 8th, 2008, 10 years ago, Tuesday. Eric giving Wendell's necklace to Natalie at the final five wasn't the only thing he was talked into doing this episode that was against his own interests. After originally stating that he needed to send Natalie to Exile Island in order to give one of the remaining fans a shot at finding the newly hidden immunity idol, who was he actually manipulated into sending?
Oh, boy. Well, multiple choice is not going to help me here, clearly. And I'm trying to think back on this.
And just remember, though, if you go for two, if you go for no multiple choice, Rob does get to steal a point if he gets it right. If you get it wrong and he gets it right.
So if I go for multiple choice, I'm pretty sure there's some game theory here. Yeah, I've been listening to Twitch. I know what's up. so if I am pretty sure I'm going to get the answer wrong either way, I
go big or go home, Jess.
I should go for the multiple choice because I bet Rob knows the answer off the top of his head. So, all right, give me the multiple choice.
All right, so you're not going to risk it. You're not getting a biscuit, but I will give you the multiple choice. Was it A, Amanda, B, Parvati, C, Suri, D, Phil Kogan?
Well, I know it. You know, I think Phil Kogan has an alibi on that one.
I don't remember him being on that season, but he's in the answer, so maybe he was.
Yeah, I think it was Parvati.
You are correct. It was Parvati, and you get a point there. So, yeah, this was this was a moment where Amanda was actually the one who talked him into doing this. She said that Parvati is weak. She's not even going to look. And it didn't actually show her looking. So I don't think it's because Parvati was weak. I think she was just in a good spot in the game. And they didn't or she maybe she looked and she didn't find it, which is why they didn't show it. But Jessica, you get 1 point here. And then, he takes Amanda on the award. So Natalie was not very happy with him, and this is part of the thing that led to him feeling bad and giving her the immunity necklace at the final five, which is now in the possession of Wendell on Survivor. So you have a 1-0 lead. Rob, it is your time to choose a category.
Okay, I have to go with hiding in my spy shack.
All right, hiding in my spy shack. And you probably think we're going to Survivor Kagyan here, but I am a little more tricky than that. We're going to Survivor Fiji.
Oh boy.
Yeah, the episode is called I Want to See If I Can Make a Deal, very famous episode from May 10th, 2007, 11 years ago today. In an early attempt at a spy shack slash bunker, who made a secret back path to the water well so he or she could hide and listen to people's conversations?
I think I might know this, and I'm nervous about it, but I'm going to go with I will guess here. I'll open the door for Jess. That I will guess that it was Boo.
So Boo Burness, a great friend of Russell Hans. You think that he was the one who built the spy shack/bunker? And Rob, you are correct. And you take a 2-1 lead. You did risk it. You got the biscuit, and that biscuit comes with 2 points. So very very nice job. One bad decision isn't going to haunt you. I guess it was a good
Why did
decision.
Kellen have to bring that back this season?
I don't know. So Jessica, it is now your turn to choose a category. We have two left. We have What the Truck and we have This is America.
Oh boy. So What the Truck is tricky because you just asked a Fiji question and I was assuming that that was the Fiji question. Let's go with This is America.
This is America, so this is not the title of my new favorite music video. This is from Survivor Worlds Apart, Holding On for Dear Life from May 6, 2015, 3 years ago this past Sunday. Who promises Rodney that he or she will give the reward to him as a birthday gift if he or she won later that day?
I think that was Carolyn.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Unfortunately, it was not Carolyn, and that opens the door for Rob to steal a point.
Well, Rob's going to steal it.
I would have said Mama C. Is Mama C, are you accepting that as a different answer than Carolyn?
Mama C is Carolyn. Call me Mama C, baby,
not Carolyn.
Oh, I think I know where we're getting tripped up on this.
Okay. All right. Can you repeat the question? Let me listen to the phrasing of this.
Who promises Rodney that he or she will give the reward to him as a birthday gift if he or she won later that day?
Who promised Rodney that he or she will give him the reward as a... was it Mike Holloway?
It was not Mike Holloway. So the people who won reward were Carolyn, Sierra Dontanis, and Mike Holloway, none of whom who actually promised Rodney anything. It was Will
who gets elected to participate. Oh, because he's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, because Will Sims is, super, super nice
stand-up
guy.
I don't know
where we're getting this information from, but I'll take your word from it, Rob.
We'd give you the shirt off his back.
Yeah, the big red shirt off his back.
I think we were tripped up because we remembered Carolyn winning it.
Yeah, so he was really mad at Carolyn. He was more mad at Carolyn than anyone else, but there was actually no promise made by any of the three people who actually won the reward that would give it to him on his birthday. So neither of you get a point for that question. Rob, you still have a 2-1 lead, but it is also your turn for the next question. So we're going What the Truck. We are going to go – you get both Survivor Fiji questions in this, so congratulations. After giving the truck to Dreams at the final six, who did Yao Man send to Exile Island?
After giving the truck to Dreams at the final six, who did Yao Man send to Exile Island? I think I have a guess on this. It's going to open the door for Jess, but let me hear the multiple choices, but I think I know where I'm going with this.
Okay, so for 1 point, was it A, Earl, B, Cassandra, C, Boo, D, himself?
I think it was himself. I think it was D.
All right, and Rob, that is a point. You are correct. You have a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, it was a real insult to injury.
Well, yeah, I mean, he did find a clue though to the hidden immunity idol. He actually had an immunity idol in his pocket here, which he plays in this episode to save himself. He would have gone home in a 4-2 vote. Stacy Kimball of the SK rules is the one who gets voted out here. But yeah, I mean, I think this was a sort of a big moment because he sent himself. Dreams was the one who obviously got to go on the reward because he gave him the truck and he got to go give all the supplies to the school children in Fiji. He finds the clue. He shares it with Earl. Earl finds his own idol. And I think that Yao felt a little bit more comfortable playing his idol at this tribal council because he knew going into the next one, if he was in trouble, that Earl would potentially have his back and play the new idol on him. So an important moment there. A good decision by Yao to send himself, knowing that there was the immunity idol and another idol still out there. So we are going to go to the final question here. Rob, you have a 3-1 lead. This is the death match for this week's episode of Twitch. Last night on Survivor Ghost Island, we got to see the loved ones challenge.
Oh, yes.
Throughout Survivor history, we've gotten to meet many loved ones of our favorite Survivor players. You will choose a number from 1 to 4, which corresponds with a survivor who took place in a loved one's visit in this week in Survivor history. I will give you 3 options for the loved one that visited them on the island. So you will, and of course you'll have to choose the correct answer. So 1 through 4, Jessica, you are trailing right now, so you get to choose first.
All right, give me number 1.
Number 1 is JT from Token Jeans. Was he visited by a parent, a sibling, or a friend?
I thought we were going to have to give their actual names.
No,
that's not terrible. JT from Token Jeans. I think he was visited by a sibling, but I'm not sure.
You were not sure, but you are correct. It was his sister, Adriana. They were talking about another sister named Jamie who he had at home. So yes, he was visited by his sister. You are now trailing 3-2. The game is still alive. And Rob, it is your turn to choose a number.
Okay. What number did Jess pick?
She picked 1.
Okay. How about 2?
2. We have Kathy Vavrick O'Brien from Survivor the Marquesa. Was it a sibling? Was it a child? Or was it her husband?
It was her son.
Yes, it was her son. And do you remember his name?
I want to say that it was, it's like a basic name. It's like Eric or something.
Well, if he shares the same name with one of our favorite gingers, Patrick, his name. He was a funny character out there. So yeah, that would have been way too hard if I had tried to get you to remember their names. So yes, it was her son, Rob. You have a 4-2 lead, Jessica. You can choose either number 3 or number 4.
Oh, we'll just keep going down the line. Let's go 3.
Okay, 3. This is somebody who we hear from a lot in the RHAP world. This is Stephen Fishback from Survivor Token Genes. Was he visited by a parent, a sibling, or a cousin?
I think it was a sibling. I think it was his brother.
It was his brother. It was his brother, Dan. And you get a point there. And Rob, was his brother at Boston Know-It-Alls? I'm pretty sure he's been to Know-It-Alls before.
I do not believe so. I don't believe he was at the last Know-It-Alls.
Okay, I guess I had that wrong. I thought for some reason he was there, but I guess not.
If he was, I did not have interactions with him.
Yeah, I may be wrong about
could
that.
Could be incognito. But his cousin was there. His cousins were there.
His cousin? What were his actual? Were his actual cousins
no,
there?
No, was no, like a, nobody's cousins except like for Kat Ederson is coming out on a loved one's visit.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That was ridiculous.
I think it's happened more than once. Rob, you've actually won the game 4-3. But let's give you the last question here. Number 4 was Vesepia. Was it a parent, a husband, or a friend?
I believe it was her husband that came.
Yes, it was her husband. Her husband, Leander.
Leander.
You got a point there. So you guys did very well on this this last game. You went 4-4. But Rob, based on the lead that you had going into this round, you win 5-3. Jessica, you did not get shut out as you predicted you would earlier in the episode. So nice job. You get 3 points here. Unfortunately, though, not enough to beat Rob this week.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Look, it was a good run. It was a good run. Closer than we've had the last couple of weeks.
Yes, true.
And very Jess, true. Do you remember who is the first celebrity you followed on Twitter?
I think it was Jeff Probst, if he counts as a celebrity. If it wasn't Jeff Probst, it was, I think it was Manny Pacquiao.
Jordan, do you have this information at your fingertips?
You know what? I should have this information at my fingertips, but unfortunately, I had a bit of a busy week. A lot of bachelorette parties and other different
bachelorette parties.
I did go to a bachelorette party this weekend.
What?
Yeah.
What's the story there?
Simone Nguyen had a bachelorette party and I was invited. And
were you the stripper?
I was not. I was not the stripper. Okay. That was my first question.
That's only in Reno.
Yes, that is only in Reno at the pool, which is a very normal place to take off your shirt, by the way. It's not very normal to be Periscope when you're at the pool in Reno, especially that I was not using the beach body back then.
Yes. Jess, would you have invited Jordan to your bachelorette party?
I invited my own parents to my bachelorette party. So I think Jordan would have been more than welcome.
Okay. All right. So you can follow Jessica Lease on Twitter. She is at Haymaker Hattie. Of course, listen to Jess on our Fear the Walking Dead coverage over on Publisher Recaps. And for bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, and more, follow at Jordan Kalish. Only one more week of Twitch next week. Jordan, do you have anything planned? Are all the winners coming back?
All the winners are not coming back. I do have something planned. I do have somebody who, if you're listening to this podcast, you absolutely know who this person is.
Oh, you got Steven?
I did not get Steven. I actually haven't sent the Steven email.
Okay, let me know how that
goes. Did you get Steven's brother?
Yes, Steven's cousin. Dan Fishback on Twitch next week. No, but this is going to be somebody who is a former Survivor player who, if you're listening to this podcast, you absolutely know who this person is, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I won't spoil it until, how about this? After we record next week, I'll maybe give a little hint on Twitter as to who it's going to be.
Okay. Everybody will be waiting with bated breath to find out who will be here with me next week on This Week in Survivor History. Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah. You too, Rob.
All right, everybody, there you have it. This Week in Survivor History. And when you're hot, you're hot. I'm on a real roll like Dominic and Wendell. Nobody can stop me. Headed barreling towards the finale. And we'll see how that goes next week on our final exit interview podcast, at least in this format. I will be at the finale. It's getting exit interviews with the final 6, I'm presuming, on finale night. So be on the lookout for that. But we'll have one more regular exit interview and one more regular edition of This Week in Survivor History here in Ghost Island. All of that is coming up next week. I am going to switch gears to talk to Michael Snow coming up next, and then be on the lookout for that feedback show with Bryce Isaiah. Really looking forward to that one. Wiggle Room as well coming up on Monday, and then we'll head into our final week of regular Survivor coverage coming up. Thanks so much, you guys. Again, I said it at the end of the last one where we didn't even have a real survivor on the podcast, but thanks so much. I really appreciate all the support. I am still having so much fun here all the way at the end of the season in this, 17th season of Survivor that we're podcasting about. Thanks so much for listening to it. It means the world to me. Appreciate all the support, and have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.